Hello everyone, day three of our journaling together. Hope you're enjoying the Gospel of Mark. Here we're really going to read Mark 1 verse 14 to 20. We're going to read it, we're going to pray one thing, apply it. Journaling is finished. 3 minutes, just give us 3 minutes today and God is going to speak to you. All right, ready? Mark 1, 14. Jesus has been baptized, moving back to Galilee. Verse 14. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. The good news. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. And when he had gone a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat and the hired men and followed Jesus. All right, some thoughts, a lot of thoughts here. One thought is the message we have is that God is near you. This is what we've always had in Japan. Japanese people, you may not have heard about God, but I've got good news. He is near you. The kingdom is near. Now they've got to reply and respond, but God is not far from anyone, the Bible says. Repent and believe the good news. Repent means change the mind. So being a believer is a positive, great change, great mind. Another one is that when Jesus called people, it was so simple. Come, follow me. It wasn't religious and deep and all these steps. It was just, do you want to follow me or not? Come on, and I'll make you fishers of men. I'll fulfill your inner desire, says Jesus. At once they left their nets. Could be about obedience. Whatever you say, Lord, I will do. And so there's lots of thoughts here. Lots of thoughts. What's my thought for today? My thought today is that the kingdom of God is near me today in my work. I used to be a salesman, used to also be a fireman. I knew God was near. I knew God was with me. And so today I might pray that. I think I will, that I will know that God is near me today. Here we go. Thank you, my Father in heaven, that you are always near. And I pray today I would know your nearness in my work, or my study, or my travel, or whatever I do. I pray for your nearness. I would know you are near. You are near my mind, my heart, my thoughts. You are near. And with that comes positive, powerful, heavenly thoughts. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. My journal note, I put in Evernote, is God is near me all day today. God is near me all day today. That's it. That's my 3 minutes. What's yours? I'll see you on day four. Bye-bye.
Hi, thank you for joining us today. We hope this episode was interesting and helpful to you. If it was, you can let us know by rating, reviewing, sharing, and commenting on the episode. That'll help us know what you're enjoying and what topics we should focus on in the future. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to get these episodes as soon as they drop every month. And we'll see you in the next episode of The Rodcast.